The Business Matrix. Everything you need to know about starting a business to Fortune 500 companies. We break it down in a way that gets your business growing today. Now here's your hosts, Benny Randall Jr. and Christy Rutherford. Broadcasting from New York City and distributed worldwide on BashaniRadio.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Good afternoon. Now for another powerful episode, man. We've been really knocking it down here in January 2020. Like always, you're listening to The Business Matrix. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., along with my co-host right here, Christy Rutherford. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com. And Christy Rutherford, where can they learn more about you?
Check out my upcoming school tour at ChristyRutherford.com/EPP.
Christy, I had you on mute. I'm sorry. I be muting you because I don't ever know what you're eating. You want to try that again? I had you on mute, so can you say that again?
You can find me at ChristyRutherford.com or check out my upcoming group coaching cohort at ChristyRutherford.com/EPP.
That was funny. She said that like she was about to bust a rhyme. You can find me at the Vetrovo. All right, Christy, today we're talking about the ugly side of entrepreneurship. This is very straightforward, Christy. Really, right here on Bashani Radio, air week right here on Bashani Radio, the Business Matrix. Tell me, Christy, a little bit about your experience of the ugly side of entrepreneurship, and don't be holding nothing back. Give these people what they came here for.
The ugly side of entrepreneurship. Success is not easy. Success is not, cannot be microwaved. There are a bunch of shake and bake people out here in these streets. You got liars, cheats, thieves. It's treacherous. It's dangerous. People gonna take your money. They gonna lie to you. They gonna hurt your feelings. You gonna cry. You gonna think you died. You gonna keep waking up, and you gonna keep doing it again and again. You gonna want to quit. You gonna want to drown yourself in the bathtub. I mean, it's crazy. But I love it.
Christy, that sounds like a horror movie.
Did you just say
you're going to want to drown yourself in the bathtub? Really? It's going down like that? Really? Wow.
Well, you know what people, what they don't talk about is everybody talks about Silicon Valley and you got all these people out here making all that money and blah, 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 blah. They don't talk about the suicide rate in Silicon Valley is an epidemic. It's off the chain. So everybody's talking about wanting to get rich and I want to be the youngest billionaire founder, blah, blah, blah. They're not talking about these kids killing themselves. So, entrepreneurship is crazy. So everybody want to talk about, oh, I'm in my Lamborghini or I'm doing this or I'm doing that or I'm rich. They lie. People with money don't tell you how much money they got. People who are happy don't say, I'm happy. If you, I see people on Facebook and they be like, I'm so happy. I be like, they lied. You know I can tell, right? I be screenshotting them. We in love, you lying. People who in love, you don't have to tell people I'm in love. If you happy, you don't have to tell people that you happy. If you got money, you don't have to tell people you got money. Just be. Just have money, be happy, and be in love. You got to announce to the world.
You got that right. You know what I mean? You ain't got to say, oh, my new man made me happy. That means he probably making you sad. If he making you happy, you ain't got to tell nobody. In fact, you probably want to keep it quiet because there might be some other women looking for a man to make them happy. They might be DMing them. Shoot, you better watch yourself.
Yep. So that's what I got. What about you?
let me tell you something. One thing I learned about entrepreneurship, Christy, and that's this. There's only two sides. The right side and the other side. Okay? The right side is when everything is falling in place and falling in line based on where you are trying to go in your entrepreneur journey. The other side is everything that can go wrong will go wrong. But here's what the motto I live by, and in every lesson there's a blessing, and every blessing there's a lesson. I don't believe in failures. I believe in lessons. You know what I mean? That's what I used to tell myself when one of my girlfriends would leave. I would say that was a great lesson she gave me. What did I learn? Let me go on and make sure I use this in my next encounter. She lost a good thing, but it was a lesson. I didn't fail. I learned. And I believe that's how it is in business. You don't fail. You actually learn. It's just the problem is some people refuse to learn. So they keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again. On one of my shows, I had a brain scientist. And she says that any emotion that goes through your body only takes about 90 seconds from the top of your head to the tip of your toe. And then I asked her, if that is a fact, emotions, how do people hold on to anger for such long periods of time? And her response was they just keep playing it over and over and over it again. See, a lot of times people don't want to let go. Remember, the moment you start to let go, Christy, guess what happens? When you start to let go is when you start to grow. Woo! Hallelujah! Did y'all hear that? Hallelujah! When you let go is when you start to grow. Don't be giving people real estate in your mind and in your life. You know, because you're holding on to that anger. Well, guess what? In entrepreneurship, it's the same thing, Christy. People going to do you wrong. Some people going to try to get over on you. That's just how it goes. You know what I mean? But if you don't come past somebody who tried to get over on you, how are you going to know when it comes back again? You have to learn from that person who got over on you. I remember one time, Christy, you told me a thing about somebody creating an app for you or something like that, and you paid a certain amount of dollars, and all you got was peanut butter jelly sandwich. I'm just exaggerating here. In other words, that's you got nothing for everything you paid for. You see what I'm saying?
$9,000.
Right. But think about, had you not had that $9,000 lesson, you wouldn't know it exists. You understand? So now you're more careful dealing with the things. And who knows? Maybe that lesson was in there because maybe you did something to somebody where you had to give up that $9,000. Nobody never knows. But one thing I know, in every lesson there's a blessing, and every blessing there's a lesson. And with entrepreneurship, ladies, you're going to come, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to come across people that don't treat you right. You know, and it's up to you to ask yourself, what was I supposed to learn in this encounter? Because once you learn it, you will see it much quicker the next time. It's just like a relationship. Once you learn what she did to you or what he did to you, the next time it comes around, you will know. I was just talking to a client the other day, and the client, I'm not even going to say a woman or a man, but this client told me, they said something to the fact of, they have not been to their significant other house, and they've been dating for 2 years. What do I think? Huh? I say, well, have they been in your house? Yeah, they come there all the time. But in 2 years, you've went on trips. You've hung out. You've did everything you know, relationship does. But you have not been to this person's house. What do you think is going on? And I'm going to just leave it right there without getting into people. But what I'm trying to say, a lot of times people give you experiences, but we don't pay attention to it because we don't want to see it. We're in that thing called denial. And in entrepreneurship, you got to know when your business losing money. You got to know when the people that are working for you are not working for you. You see what I'm saying? You know, you got to, one thing you can never be afraid of, and my coach told me this one time. He said, you can't, as quick as you are to hire, you can't be afraid to fire.
Yep.
And you got to let your emotions go the same place they went when you was looking for that person. You know what I mean? You look for that person because you, in your concept is that this person is going to be able to help you grow your business, your idea, your vision. Well, if you learn very quickly that it's not, you better get it out, because to me, he says, like a rotten apple in a bag full of good apples. Eventually, the rottenness of that one apple will spoil the entire bag. You know what I mean? It might be a slow process, but eventually that one rotten apple will get to every other apple inside that bag. Isn't that amazing? You know what I mean? And then some of those other apples will then start to rotten. That's the same way with entrepreneurship. You got to know when to flow, know when to fold them, know when to cry, know when to run. You got to. That was one of those Christy moves. I don't even know why I started singing, people. Please pray for me. But does that make sense? And I've had a lot of people that did me wrong in entrepreneurship, Christy. You know, I remember I went to this event and, you know, I thought I was clean and I'm sitting in the front seat. And this speaker, out of all the people in the room, want to pick me out to say my shoes wasn't banging simply because my shoes wasn't red bottoms. But they was new, but it wasn't red bottoms, so I can't possibly be doing it. And I'm saying to myself, really? This is all you can think of? Because there was nobody else, believe it or not, there was nobody else as in there as clean as I was, so I know he had to be talking about me. You know what I mean? But you can't let distractions distract you from doing business. You can't let what other people think about you distract you from doing business. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're going to lose money. And sometimes you're going to lose a lot of money. But it's in those lessons of losing money in entrepreneurship that will show you how to gain money. And that will show you how to keep money. Because that's actually the most powerful thing in money. It's not how to make it, but how to keep it. Everybody has the ability to make money. Everybody don't have the ability to keep it. Does it make sense, mm-hmm. Christy?
Mm-hmm.
The floor is yours.
Most people are afraid to fail. And if you're afraid to fail and look stupid and have people call you stupid and talk about you and criticize you and demonize you, then you're not ready to be an entrepreneur. Because you're going to fail. You're going to look stupid. People are going to talk about you. Your family are going to talk about you. Your friends are going to talk about you. People are going to turn on you. They're going to turn their backs on you. It's all going to happen. And that's the ugly side. What people don't know about is that, you know, when I was selling coffee, which we're going to get on that thing one day. When I was selling coffee, I was calling all my friends to buy some coffee. All the people that I've been to would buy some coffee. And some of them did and some of them didn't. Now, one of my really, really good friends, and this was crazy. So I sent him, you remember when Keurig first came out, I paid like $130 for that machine. And I didn't use it because this was before I actually started selling coffee. This is when I was still in my career. And I wasn't using it because I like some other type of coffee. And so he wanted a Keurig. I mailed him my $130 Keurig. And his wife got mad. I was like, why is she giving it to her? But I was like, whatever. I ain't gonna go sideways than that. But that was my boy. And he liked coffee. He liked the Keurig. I had one I wasn't using. It was brand new. I mailed it to him. So when I left my career and I was at a conference selling coffee for $2, they were so ashamed of me because here I was, this, you know, this high-achieving, high-ranking, you know, military officer who's now selling coffee for $2 a cup. He would not buy any coffee from me. He passed me every day and he said, I don't drink coffee. But it took me about a week to realize I mailed him my Keurig 3 years before that. Does that make sense? Like, so people will shun you and they will ostracize you if you don't hold to the vision of who they think you should be. Now, people are miserable and they taking drugs and anti-anxiety medication or antidepressant medication and they're staying in a job that's killing them. But I got out and I ran away and I was happy and I was selling coffee. They didn't like that. So, and a lot of my friends aren't my friends anymore. There was a 95% turnover between my friends because I had a good life, but I wanted a great life. So people aren't going to understand why you want to make a complete shift and leave something that they have that they have normalized into, you know, fighting and suffering is normal, but we making this money and we're going to get this retirement. Well, I was just like, you know, hey, take this money. I'm going to be free. And that was not a popular decision. And so that's an ugly side that people don't want to tell you about. Everybody's not going to be your friends. And the last thing is that a client who started making money, she had a job. She's making $200,000 a year, but she wanted to, you know, grow her business. And we started working together and she started multiplying her money. And she was all excited because she started getting deals that she had been working on, you're not even on traction, right? But she was working on these deals for like 3.5 years. And all of a sudden, you know, in a week, she started to close these deals that she had been working on for a long time. And she started making money. And she could no longer celebrate with her friend, her best friend. She's like, well, when I get, you know, my best friend, don't celebrate with me. I said, well, why should you see your friend? You know, and it took about 3 to 4 weeks of her friend not celebrating with her and her waiting to get on the phone with me to celebrate. She couldn't celebrate with her friend because now my client is happy. She has a job and she's growing her business. And so sometimes them people not celebrating you is not about they're mad about your success. They're just mad that they don't have the courage to do it and they start to resent your happiness. So if you got people who resent your happiness and your freedom, they like you being in bondage. They like y'all sitting around and talking about why y'all life sucks and sitting around talking about why y'all can't move forward and drinking wine and eating empanadas and singing the world with me and complaining before work to talk about, you know, how much your job sucks for an hour and to call after work and talk about how your job sucks for an hour. They like that. But you step out on courage and start to grow and do something different and become happy and free. And you can't celebrate with them, that's not your friend anymore. That's another side of entrepreneurship that people don't tell you about.
Christy, what do you think the message was of that friend who you sent the coffee machine to, who later on wouldn't even buy a $2 cup of coffee from you? What do you think that message he was sending you?
Wait, ask me that question again.
You remember you told me that you had a friend who you sent the coffee machine because it was brand new, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. And then you say, you know, his wife didn't, was wondering why you sent it to him, but you sent it to him anyway, right? And then you turn back around and you said that he then seen you selling cups of coffee, but he wouldn't buy it because he say he didn't drink coffee. Did I hear the story right?
Yep, that was right.
Okay. What message was that friend sending to you non-verbally?
He would support me as long as I held to the image of what he had of me and who I should be in a place that I no longer wanted to be.
Mm.
So we talked about how much we hated our life.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how much we hated our job. We talked about who we were fighting in the moment. We talked about which boss was harassing us in the moment. We talked about who was trying to sabotage us. We talked about who was the person hating on us. We talked about who had the knives in the back. We talked about this stuff all the time. We got the cops to talk about this stuff in the room. We talked about this. This is our normal. We drinking every day in D.C. for our problem. We drinking every weekend for our problem. I said, I don't want to do this no more. I'm gone. Pew. I don't want to fight no more. I don't want to talk about my problems no more. I want to be free. And I'm going to sell coffee.
Mm. So the reason why I asked you that question, because I want to show the listeners, like, you had a choice to react either to the right way or the other way.
Yeah.
He could have walked past you and you bust him in his head because, he was fronting on you. You know what I mean? Or you could have did what you did and didn't pay him attention and continue looking for your freedom, which now you have in the long run. Who knows? He might be selling coffee now. But the point I'm making is this. We always have an option. Based on whatever we're doing, we always have an option. You can either go the right way or you can go the other way. And in entrepreneurship, you're going to have many times where you really want to go the other way based on how a person treated you.
Yep.
And I want to say this to those that are listening. It's not what people do to you that really, really matters. It's how you respond to what they do to you. Whether that's in business, whether that's in love, whether that's in relationships. It's always your response. Because, see, people who made the wrong response are the people we call prisoners in jail. The people who made the wrong response and they're not in jail, they're in prisoners in their head. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who say, I can't live without this person, so I'm going to kill myself. So they become prisoners in their head. And then you got the prisoners in their own town. they can't go here, they can't go there because of what people are going to think about them and how they look. And they're no longer this person that people anticipated. So they become prisoners in their own neighborhood. You have to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. Do you want to be a prisoner or do you want to be free, as Christy said? And I always tell people, never, ever start something for the money. Always start for the freedom. Mm-hmm. See, the freedom will give you the money. The freedom will give you the access. The freedom will give you a lot of things that money might not necessarily give you. So when I wanted to be, you know, like I told you, I told the story many times, long time ago when I came to my coach and he says, what do you want to accomplish? I said, I want to make $1 million. And he said, that's not big enough. I said, I want to make $2 million. He said, that's not big enough. I said, okay, I want to make $5 million. He said, that's not big enough. I don't think you're getting the point. The point ain't how much money you want to make. How, why don't you adjust that thought pattern and that mindset to how many people you want to serve? And then yep. that $5 million will just show up in the service that you give to those people. The more people you serve, the more you get served. And he said, so you change that thought pattern, mindset to, I want to serve 1 million people. You will surpass $5 million in no time through just service alone. And that's just the mindset that I ride with now. And that is, how can I serve the most people with this idea? Every time I have an idea, I always ask myself, is it serving people? You understand? And then that'll yep. give me a good blueprint of whether it's going to work or not. Because if nowhere in there it serves anybody else but myself, there's a high chance that it won't work. And if it does, it'll work very temporarily, just as those money scams the Ponzi schemes, where they say, okay, I'm going to take money from patron A and pay patron B so I can get patron C to come along, and then I'll continue to pay A, B, and then pay C, pay A, B, and C, and at the same time, I'm a B, D, and I'm a deduct while I'm paying A, B, and C. What they realize very quickly down the road that they're going to run short on being able to pay A, B, and C because they're doing too much D. That's deducting from that funds until the point, it get to the point where people ask questions, people want to look at the books, and then they realize that, hey, there's a whole lot of money going out on this side that ain't being replaced. How is that so if we're making money on investments? You see what I'm saying? So now A, B, and C are all looking at D, and that's when all hell breaks loose. You understand? So you got to understand what you're getting into and what does it mean to you. And people are going to get you, but those are lessons you had to pay for, because if you don't pay for it here, you're going to have to pay for it in somebody's school, somebody's college. You know, college gets you too. You know, how many people walking out with $250,000 loans because they got a law degree and now they don't even practice law?
Yep.
You know what I mean? They did it because people say that was the thing that's going to make you money. And they realize how many lawyers it really out there. And so there's all, you know, and then the people that you do get can't pay enough to make you rich. So now you got to find other creative ways to use that law degree. How many politicians have law degrees? Go figure. You understand what I'm saying? Because they know as long as you understand the law, you'll know how to be creative and get around. Well, in entrepreneurship, as long as you know how business works, you'll be able to make it work for you. Does this make sense, Christy?
Yep.
Go on, girl. We only got about 6 more minutes. Let's break this down just a little bit more. What are some tips that people can do to understand that the ugly side of entrepreneurship is just part of the process, and what do they do to move past it?
Oh yeah, I put up this Bible verse. Oh, let me get it.
Okay, Pastor Christy.
Pastor Christy says, ladies and gentlemen, turn your Bibles to Romans 5:3-5.
Okay, cool. What page is that?
The scripture says, page, I don't know. It depends on what, you know, everybody got a Bible app. The scripture says, Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering. Okay. We also glory in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So suffering produces perseverance. You're going to suffer.
Amen.
But suffering will allow you to learn perseverance. Because you think, you know, T.D. Jakes always say, you think becoming successful is hard. Trying to stay successful is even harder because that's when people really going to talk about you. If you can't manage three people talk about you, go ahead and mess around and get on a worldwide platform where you got 3 million people talking about you. You might jump off a bridge. Get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Perseverance also produces character because sometimes in the hard times, when people offer you money or if you do illegal things, are you willing to compromise your value? I had people when I was at my brokest time offer me money for my business, and I know that was dirty money. You know that money came from other things, and I was
from dirty hands.
yeah. I'm not going to build my business on a lie. You know. And so it's also going to show you what you're made of. It's going to say, what do you really stand for? You know, are you willing to take drug money? this is like 5, 6 years ago. To build your business because you broke. I was like this. And I was broke for another 2.5 years. I was always like this. Because you know you took that money, you just put it off the ground. I said, yeah, but if I would have built my house on sand. Like, you know, no, I'm just going to stay broke. I don't want the money because this is crazy. So it's going to produce character, and then character is hope. Where now, you know, being on the other side of the storm, I'm unstoppable. Because if I could be as broke as I was and sell coffee and be ashamed and have all my friends talk about me and lie on me and I cry, nobody support me, and then nobody want to buy nothing. And what was me and I lost weight because I ain't had no food and I was eating Little Caesar's pizza and I sold my car. Or they was going to come get it, however you want to tell the story. And I lost my house and I lost everything and I gave it all up and I ain't had no clothes. And, you know, like, if I can go through that, you think you talk about me is going to bother me right now? Man, you better bust up out my face. So, and the hope is I can now inspire and shine light in other people when they falling down. All right, you still got all your assets. What you talking about? You laying on the bottom. You still driving a car? Because I have a car. You still got a house. You still got a car with a sunroof, man, get up. So I can now inspire other people because I don't think that we all have to hit bottom, but I know what hitting bottom is like, and I also know what going down looks like so I can save people from themselves. Mm-hmm. So entrepreneurship is tough, and the more you can endure, the more you can inspire other people when they are going through their challenges.
Mm. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, I hope what you got from this show is that you're going to go through the fire, but the key is, it's just like firefighters. When they go through the fire, you know, they have special equipment on so they don't actually get burned. Now, some of them have some smoke inhalations every now and then, and some of them fall down. Some of them fall in the fire and don't make it out. But the key is to use your equipment that you've been given so that you can get through the fire and put the fire out, you know, because all it takes is the right amount of foam and water to put any fire out. And then you can go through the process of cleaning out the lot and then maybe building something more bigger and more powerful on this whole process. So, but that only takes, you know, when you learn how to use the equipment that you have, ladies and gentlemen, the ugly part of entrepreneurship, the ugly side of entrepreneurship. That's what we hope we help you with today. I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. I know y'all hate to see us go, but we gotta go because we gotta flow. You
got
thank you the hello, hallelujah. You know what I mean? But this has been another powerful episode of Business Matrix. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., along with Christy Rutherford. You can reach out to me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com. And Christy, where they can holler at you at?
Christy Aura to the UTHERFORD, Rutherford.com. Or you can check out my upcoming coaching cohort at ChristyRutherford.com/ EPP.
Yeah. Isn't me, ladies and gentlemen, does it always sound like Christy about to bust a rhyme? I'm telling you, man, right now, I'm going to have to take her to the studio, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to just put a beat on her. I'm going to just let her ride over the beat. Because every time she get ready to say it sound like, I promise you, she about to Jada kiss this microphone.
I'm going to rap the Fat Boys.
Oh.
I'm going to rap the Fat Boys in jail. That was the first song I learned. It's like 10 minutes.
Word. Fat.
The Fat Boys.
In jail. Wait, Fat Boys.
In
what was that? Like? All right, go. Okay, Chris, I got you. You hear that beat right there? Chris, I got you right here. Let's go. Get ready.
And that's part of it. When I had the worst taste, but then you went see. Now listen to the story, because it's kind of sick. When I had this sort of punk up pain. Yep, right there.
Get ready for Chris. Get ready for Chris. Get ready for Chris. If we can keep her on the beats and she can really spit. We can keep her on the beats and she can really spit. If we can keep her on the beat and she can really spit. It's another one. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize for this right here. I really want to apologize for what's happening right here. Sometimes this is just how it goes down. Christy is really a good individual. She's really, but sometimes, you know, you remember what they say, you got to have a little crazy in you to be in this business. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just been shown the craziness of Christy Rutherford. She might be smart. She might be educated. You know what I mean? She got all that stuff going. A beautiful woman. She got it all going on. But there's that one section. You know that little one section in the motor that can go off at any time. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to apologize for what just happened, because
don't apologize. Be grateful you was exposed to it. I don't apologize for my skills. Did you not see that beatbox?
The only problem I had, ladies and gentlemen, she was rapping like, you remember Old Dirty Bastard who didn't rap on beat? That's basically what that reminded me of. He would just be saying stuff. The beat would be going one way and he'd be going a whole nother other way. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize, but I hope you enjoyed it right here on the Business Matrix. I'm Benny Randall.
Y'all.
I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, with Christy Rappin' Rutherford right here on BashaniRadio.com. We'll see you next episode, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Later, Abigail. Where is my theme music? Where is that guy that speaks so? That guy, I can't even. We know we got to end this show somehow.
We got to end this show because, you know, I was about to sing some Mariah Carey, but we gonna.
Oh Lordy, you know what? Hey, I'm gonna need my theme music. Come on in before Christy starts singing Mariah Carey.
Thank you for listening to the Business Matrix. To learn more about the show, head over to BashaniRadio.com. Join us next week for another powerful episode. Be sure to like us on social media and subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep growing your business one customer at a time. The Business Matrix.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.